It's 4 hours Universal Time. Stay tuned for Daybreak Africa coming up after these latest world news headlines.
I'm Ray Kugel reporting. A U.S. movie theater hit by fatal gunfire. Gunmen in the southern U.S. state of Louisiana opened fire Thursday evening in a movie theater, killing two people and wounding at least eight others before killing himself. Officials say they know the identity of the gunman, but have only revealed that he was a 58-year-old man. The assailant began shooting during a screening of a film called Trainwreck in the town of Lafayette, about 90 kilometers southwest of the state capital, Baton Rouge. There's no word on a possible motive. U.S. and Turkish media reported Thursday that President Recep Tayyip Erdogan agreed to let U.S. fighter planes use Incirlik Air Base in Turkey to launch attacks on Islamic State militants inside Syria. Washington declined to publicly discuss details of new cooperation between the two countries. Top Obama administration officials faced tough questioning in the first Senate hearing on the Iran nuclear agreement. Secretary of State John Kerry urged members of the Senate Foreign Relations Committee Thursday to accept the accord.
The choice we face is between an agreement that will ensure Iran's nuclear program is limited, rigorously scrutinized, and wholly peaceful, or no deal at all.
Secretary Kerry testified at the hearing along with Energy Secretary Ernest Moniz and Treasury Secretary Jack Lew. Congress has to accept or reject the accord by mid-September. President Barack Obama is on his way to Ethiopia and Kenya, where he'll be highlighting growth in American economic links with sub-Saharan Africa. He arrives today in Kenya to attend the Global Entrepreneurship Summit in Nairobi. Later, Mr. Obama will become the first American president to visit Ethiopia. Human rights groups are calling on him to call for fundamental human rights reforms. This is VOA News.